Okay, Tom, welcome back to our ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. It is now, we are now beginning the eighth parak of Masachet Yevamot and Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, Parak Ha'arel, which really continues from the previous parak about people who themselves may not eat Truma, whose wives may not eat Truma. These are Kohanim who are limited for some other reason. And we will continue on. Ha'arel v'chol ha'tzmaim lo yochlu b'truma. So an RL, somebody who's not circumcised, and anybody who's tamei can't eat truma. Nishehen v'avdehen yochlu b'truma. But this does not invalidate their wives or their avadim. In other words, as kinyan kaspo, they can eat truma, but they themselves cannot eat truma. We're going to see the source for the limitation of an RL eating truma. That'll be our main focus of the Gemara's attention today. Tzua daka achut shofcha. The rest of this Mishnah is not going to be attended to for a couple of podcasts. We'll meet it, read it through pro forma, and then go back to it when it is analyzed. Tzua daka achut shofcha. As you can see from the pasuk on the page, if tzua daka achut shofcha, we'll see the definitions of them in a moment, are not allowed to marry, and be with them is a lot. Hein ve'avdehen yochlu. They may eat truma, and their servants may eat truma. Nishehen lo yochlu, but their wives may not eat truma. Lo yida'am yishenasaf tzua daka achut shofcha. But if they haven't had relations from the time that the guy became defective in the form of chutzavcha and tzua daka, then the wives are permitted also. A kohen marries a woman, and then somewhere during the time of the marriage, he has a catastrophic accident, and he becomes a tzua daka, and she does not have relations with him from that point on. She's allowed to eat truma. However, bia with him, as we saw in the previous parak, will invalidate her meaning truma. So what are the definitions? Ptsua daka means that his testicles have been smashed. Even if only one of them is smashed, he's still called a ptsua daka. What's that? If the membrane has been totally cut off. But if there's even one little bit of flesh connecting to the corona, then he is still not a kuchofcha, and he's mutar. Okay, Tanya. Now, our main focus is going to be on Rabbi Elazar's derivation for the isur of achilat truma for an RL, which is not mentioned explicitly in the Torah. We will also see Rabbi Akiva's counter, his alternative derivation, and we will, at the end of the shiur, begin investigating Rabbi Akiva's approach. Tanya. How do we know that an oral can eat truma? Ne'amar toshav asachir v'pesach. The Torah says regarding korban pesach, toshav asachir lo yochal bo. We have to see what that means, but it means some sort of resident alien. Ne'amar toshav asachir v'truma. And regarding truma, as you see on the pasuk, in page pasuk number 3 on the page, a toshav asachir, toshav kohen v'sachir lo yochal bo. Now, so just like the Torah says that a toshav and a sachir cannot eat truma, what that means is if a kohen has an eved ivri, who is a non-kohen, who's working for him, that eved ivri cannot eat truma, and the reason is because he's an independent person, he's not owned by the kohen, he's just an indentured servant. Whether he's a toshav and a sachir, and we'll define those terms in a moment, and we also know that and toshav asachir is also mentioned explicitly in the case of Pesach, that a toshav asachir may not eat korban Pesach. We'll have to see what that means. And what we also know about Pesach is kol arel yochabo, that an arel can't eat Pesach. So Blazer says, since the limitations of toshav asachir are mentioned in both Pesach and Truma, and in Pesach we also know that it extends to an arel, therefore an arel can't eat Truma. Right after Shabbos Achir, we're Truma, we're Al Surbo. Now that's Rabbi Elazar. Rekiva Omer Enot Sarich. You don't need that limud. Harei Omer Ish Ish to Rabota Arel. In the pasuk number 4 on the page, it says Ish Ish Mizar Aaron Vutzaro Zav Bakorashim Lo Yochal. So that's talking about somebody who's Tomei. A Tomei person cannot participate in the Kodeshim, including Truma. The Ish Ish is there to expand it and say there's also another disfigurement, and that is Arelut. Now, Amar Mar, let's look at Rabbi Elazar. Blazar Omer, Ne'amar Toshav Asachir B'Pesach, Ne'amar Toshav Asachir B'Truma. Ma Toshav Asachir B'Pesach, Arel Asurbo, Av Toshav Asachir B'Truma, Arel Asurbo. That's the quote. Now, our comment is, Mufne, it must be that the mention of Toshav Asachir in at least one of those places, Pesach or Truma, if not both, must be superfluous. Why? The ilav mufne, if it's not superfluous, in other words, it was needed for the text itself, ikal mifrach, then you could challenge, because the ruling is that if you have a gzeira shava, which is mufne, meaning that the phrases are totally superfluous, and therefore they're only there to create the analogy, then the gzeira shava is strong and stands up against to a challenge against the analogy, meaning that the analogy is imperfect because of other salient features which disrupt it. However, if the words are not mufne, meaning that they are not superfluous, then the gzeirah shavah can be challenged, and we can easily challenge it right now, as we see. Ma'ala pesach shekin chayvin alav mishum pigul v'notar v'tameh. We would say, obviously, the isurim of Pesach are broader because we know about other things. Pesach is a korban. Therefore, all the things that apply to korban apply to Pesach, the isur pigul, and notar, and tameh can't eat it. We don't, tameh meaning the vasar being tameh, that does not apply in the same way. Now, Tomei is a little bit of a drag along because Tomei really does apply to Truma. Pigul and Notar don't apply to Truma. And therefore, just because the Torah prohibited Arel and Pesach doesn't mean it's going to prohibit Arel and Truma via the connection of Toshav and Sachir in both places, unless you say that they're superfluous, in which case they withstand the challenge. And of the notion being that the Torah only wrote them there in order to create the analogy. Lai, indeed, afnui mufne. You're right, they must be mufne. Now, hey mufne, which mention is mufne? Either truma mitzach tzrichi. If the mention in truma of toshav asachir is not extra, it is absolutely needed. Why? The tanya toshav zekanui kinyan olam. I have the following brayta. A toshav, in the case of truma, is a reference to somebody who is purchased forever. What that means is an eved ivri who has told his master, I don't want to leave after six, and has his ear pierced, he's an eved nirtzah, and stays la'olam, the olam meaning until yovel, that's called a toshav. Sachir is a kanoi kinyan shanim. A sachir is a six-year eved. So a toshav is sachir lo yachal. Now, the Torah could have easily said a toshav can't eat, and I know for sure a sachir is less connected to the household can't eat. Yomar toshav or yomar sachir, I don't need both. Vani yomar, kanoi kinyan olam in ochel, kanoi kinyan shanim lo kol shekein. If the one who's there for 50 years can't eat, certainly the one who's there for only 6 years can't eat. But if that were the case, if it only said Toshav, I would have interpreted Toshav as being a six-year guy. But somebody who is going to be there for 50 years, I would think would eat. In other words, I don't know how to apply the terms Toshav is Sachir, unless I have both of them, and then one obviously is more settled, the Toshav, than the other one. I say, oh, the Toshav must be the 50-year guy. Good. So the word sachir comes and tells me what toshav means. So therefore, I need both toshav and sachir in the context of truma to tell me that an eved ivri, even if he's there for until the yovel, still is not part of the household and cannot eat. He's not considered the property of the kohen. Now, therefore, the mention of both sachir and toshav in the context of truma is not superfluous. Ella de Pesach. In the case of Pesach, it is mufni. Now, hi toshav asachir dechad v'chona Pesach mayniu. By the way, what are the toshav asachir in the context of Pesach? Inem a toshav asachir mamash. If you think it's really an eved ivri from the habit like toshav asachir iftel and Pesach, what do you think a toshav asachir don't need Pesach? An eved ivri is a Jew. He has to eat Pesach. Ha'kamelan gavi truma delo achil. And after all, we know that he's not considered an eved because if he is in the proper in the household of a kohen or under the servitude to a kohen, he doesn't eat truma, which means the kohen doesn't own him, which means he's not an eved, which means he's still chayv in Pesach. Amalo kani le rabbe, so achanami lo kani le rabbe. So this toshav asachir is not owned by anyone, therefore he's chayv in Pesach. Ela la afnuye, it must be the toshav asachir are simply there in the context of Pesach, to create an analogy between Pesach and Truma, and to teach us that Arel is also Betruma. Vakati mufne mitzad echadu. But now we have a problem that superfluity, if it's only on one side of the Gzeirah Shavah, still is open to a challenge, according to Rabbi Elazar, who's the author of this statement. Shamina li Rabbi Elazar, dama mufne mitzad echad, lemeidinu meshivin. Rabbi Elazar himself says that if it's only mufne on one side, you can try the analogy, but you can also challenge it. The answer is came into the gufei lo tzarich. The answer is since you don't need toshav asachir at all in the korban pesach, shadichad alamed v'shadichad amelamed. You have two words, toshav asachir. So we somewhat manipulate the words so that one of them sits in the pesach and the other one is kind of shifted over to truma, and now both sides are mufne. Good. Good. So now that is our limud, and that justifies the limud. But now we're going to challenge it from another side to say if that's the limud, then the limud should go further to areas that we know for a fact it does not go. We know that a korban pesach may not be eaten by somebody who's an avel, as in with all kochim. Av truma onen asur ba. So should we say the same thing? If you're going to compare pesach and truma, so just like pesach, an onen can't eat it. So truma, an onen can't eat it. And we know that an onen can eat truma, may eat truma. The pasuk says that a zar cannot eat it. Zaruta marti lecha v'lo aninut. So he reads that as exclusive, saying the limitation on truma is based on your personal status, should we say personal identity of being a zar, a non-kohen, and not based on your temporary status as being an avel. An avel can eat truma. So ema v'lo arelut. So why don't I just say the opposite? Kol zar, that only zarut prevents you from eating truma, and not arelut, and an arel may eat truma. In other words, we seem to be somewhat arbitrary in our choice of which words to read as inclusively and which as exclusively. So haktiv toshav asachir. So we have toshav asachir to tell us that arel is excluded from truma. Umaraita. So why didn't you choose to say arelut is prohibited from truma and onen is not? Mistabra, makes sense. Why arelut tahavi lerebuye? Right, Shekain, we have a little siman here which I put on the page. Masim krutim bedvar ha'eved. It's an interesting way to remember it, a mnemonic. Meaning, first of all, mechuser ma'ase u'ma'ase begufo. That's two things which are really come under the category of ma'asim, plural. Right? Ma'asim, in other words, and RL is missing an action. He's not missing time to wait until the avelut is over. He's missing an action. U'ma'ase begufo, and the action is on his body. It's not external to him, so it's more intense. Ve'enosh karet, and there is karet involved, involved with being an RL, not having brit milah. V'yeshno lifnei adibur, and the issue of arelut exists before Matan Torah, Avram Avinu, u'milat zcharav avadam akevet. And besides that, there is another component, which is, even if you're not an RL, but your avadim are an RL, you cannot eat the Korban Pesach. As we'll see that a little bit later on. So we see that arelut is far more severe than aninut, and therefore it makes sense to say an RL can't eat truma, but an onen can. The adraba, we'll say the opposite side. Aninut tavi le'rabuy, aninut's also severe. Aninut could happen at any time. Right? Aninut is something that it's not linear that you're an onen until a certain point in your life and then never again. Aninut applies to both men and women, unlike arelut, obviously. And you're also unable to extricate yourself from the situation of aninut by taking matters into your own hands. So you have to wait until the period is left. So the answer is hanach and fisha. The answer is yeah, but if you look at the balance, there is an outweighing of the considerations of arelut, which we had four or five issues, as opposed to the three of aninut. So Rava, I don't think, was so satisfied with the numbers game. He said, "Below hanach nefisha nami lo matzit amart shavkinan arlut tichtiv begufei lo matzit amart shavkinan arlut tichtiv begufei de pesach v'yafin aninut me pesach v'zal guf ma'ifse gamrina." Right. So now, Rava says, even without this thing of the outweighing, you still can't say that aninut would be the preferred limud. Why? Shavkinan arelut tichtiv begufei de pesach. Arelut is explicitly written in the context of pesach. Kol arel lo yochal bo. Yafidan aninut mi pesach. De pesach guf ma'aser gamrinan. And are we going to then apply aninut from pesach to truma, which in pesach itself it was inferred from ma'aser sheni? Ochalti ve'oni mimenu. So you're certainly not going to ignore, forget about the fact that arelut is more severe. Arelut is explicitly written in the Pesach, and therefore I could apply it to Truma. Aninut is not even written explicitly in Pesach. I have to get it from Ma'aser Sheni, so I'm going to do a double application. So now, that's the answer. Now, Ima Pesach Milat Charav Adam Makevet. Now, if we continue on with the challenge, which is that if you're going to say that Pesach and Truma are aligned, then let's see something else about Pesach that we might apply to Truma. Just like in Pesach, milat zcharav avadam me'akevet. If you have children in the house who need to be circumcised and aren't yet, or you have avadim who need to be circumcised and aren't, that prevents you from eating the korban Pesach. So av truma milat zcharav avadam me'akevet. So maybe I'll say that also not having avadim that aren't nimol will keep you from eating truma. Amar kra umalta oto az yuchalbo. So the pasuk in the context of korban Pesach says, if you have an eved who's an arel, then once you do the circumcision, then he can eat it. Milat zacharav avadav, not only he, but you. Yilatcha Adam Lakevet Bo. So it's only Bo, meaning in it, in the Korban Pesach, that the members of your household's failure to be circumcised affects you. Milachol Pesach. Ve'in Yilatcha Adam Lakevet Bitruma. So Bo now is a mute. And it says, it's only in the case of Pesach that you cannot eat until they're all taken care of. But in the case of Truma, that's not an issue. So Yachi, Ema Kol Arelu Yochal Bo. Bo in Ochel, Aval Ochelu Bitruma. So if I'm going to play with the word bo and use it to exclude truma, why don't I do the same thing with my explicit pasuk? No arel may eat korban pesach, but may eat truma. Of course, we're not where we want to get to. So aktiv toshav asacher. Because we have toshav asacher. So umar ra'ita. So why are you picking toshav asacher to apply to arelut and bo to exclude the arelut of your avadim? So the truth is, it's fairly straightforward, and we're going to get to it in a minute. So the first approach we take is very technical, and that is arelut of yourself is the one that of the person eating the truma is the one that should be the first excluded from truma. And the other things that we listed above. It's the opposite, because after all, milat charav avadav is something that can happen at any point, as opposed to arelut of yourself, which once you fixed it, that's it forever. So the answer is hanach l'fishan. Again, we go back to this idea that the severity of your own arilut is far greater than the severity of the arilut of those for whom you're responsible in your household. You go back to Rava's answer, which is even without the outweighing, you still there's no way you could say that somebody may not eat truma if he has avadim who are arilim, but he may eat if he's an arel. Mi'ika mini da arilut gufei lo ma'akva be. How could you have something where your own arelut is not a problem? Arelut achrim akvabe, but somebody else's arelut is? It makes no sense. So if we have to be marbe one, we're certainly going to be marbe that your own arelut is a problem, and not the arelut of your avadim. We can't be marbe both, because we have a miut of bo. So we're going to choose to include the one that's more clear, more direct. So now on another tangent, we say, now that you say that the word bo in Korban Pesach is a miut, so now, why does the Torah say in the parsha of Chukat HaPesach, in the end of Perek Yud Bet of Shemot, why does it say Kol Ben Nechar, which we understand to be an apostate? Kol Ben Nechar Lo Yochal Bo, may not eat it. What's that being memait? Bo Hamarata Toposel, Vemarata Toposel Vemaaser. It's only in the context of Korban Pesach that apostasy is a problem, but not with Maaser. If an apostate, a Jewish apostate, wants to go to Shalom and eat Maaser Sheni, he may, we don't prevent him. Right. Now, by the way, Tosa points out that that also applies to Truma. Now, Kol Arel Yocha Bo Lamali. So now, once I say that Bo is a limitation, what do I do with Kol Arel Yocha Bo? I can't say that that doesn't apply to Truma. Bo in Ochel of Alochel Hu B'Matzumaro. Here we turn it inside out. We say the Bo is not a limitation saying Arelut does not affect you in another area, but rather within Korban Pesach, it's only the Korban that you may not eat as an Arel, but you may eat Matzah Mar, you're chayiv to eat Matzah Mar. Now, v'tzarech l'michtav Arel, v'tzarech l'michtav Kol Ben Nechar. Why does the Torah have to prohibit an Arel from eating Korban Pesach and an apostate? If the Torah only said an Arel can't eat because he's physically disfigured, he's an Arel, it's a disgusting thing. Ben Nechar to Lomai say Malo, but a Ben Nechar whose defilement is invisible and it's spiritual and intellectual, I would say he could eat Korban Pesach. Got the Rachmana Kol Ben Nechar, and then I just flip it. If the Torah only said Kol Ben Nechar, Mishum De'in Libo LaShemayim, because the guy is not religious. Aval Arel, the Libo LaShemayim, an Arel wants to be religious, and maybe he had brothers who died of Mila. The doctor says he can't have Mila. He has all good intentions. Maybe I would think he could eat. Malo, so Tzricha, therefore I need. Now, the Torah also says in the beginning of Perek Yud Bet, in the description of the Korban Pesach, that Al tochlu mimenu na, and in the next pasuk, lo tutur mimenu ad boker, banatar mimenu ad boker by Ishti Sarofu. Three mimenus. What are they for? The Chenuraba Amar of Yitzchak. That's a drasha that we have later on Ayin Dal, and we'll leave it until that point. Why are there three mimenus? Now, let's take a brief look at the end of this podcast at Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Amar Rabbi Akiva, that we had back at the beginning of the Gemara, quoted the Braita, and said, Rabbi Akiva said, Eino tzarich ha-yomer ish ish. The pasuk ish ish k'mizera aron v'utzaru ozav, he says, ish ish mar be'arel. Wrote the arel. Ve'imel rabot ta'onein, So now I'm going to do the same thing. I'll say maybe Ish Ish is there to say not only a tame but also an onain may not eat truma. So Hanina Amar Krav Chol Zar. We go back to Rabbi Yosef. Hanina said the word Zar is there to exclude and say only Zarut. Amar Tevacha Velo Aninut. Aninut is not a problem for truma. So Ema Velo Arelut. So why don't I then flip it and say it's Chol Zar and Arelut is not a problem for truma? So Aktiv Ish Ish. The answer is I have Ish Ish. And again, I have a pasuk including more people in the prohibition of truma, and a pasuk limiting and saying the only problem is zar. So how do I choose? Umar ra'ita. So istabra ariluta v'le ribuy yishaken ma'asim kutim edvar ha'evet. We have our same siman from before, and it makes sense that we would include arilut because it has all of those severities. It's on your body, and it's karet, and arilut of your avadim affect you, etc. So mechusa ma'asim esu begufa manos karet v'yosh nofi adibor milat zachar v'adam ha'kevet. We already have the list. Now, Adav Aninut Avei Lo Ribui. She could include Aninut. Shekein Yishnu B'chol Sha'av Nagvan Hashim Hashim Ben Yadol Taken Atzmo. The same counter. And what are we going to answer? Hanach Lefisha. That Arilut has more things. Five as opposed to three. And Rava again says, Below Hanach Lefisha Nami Lo Matzidam. He said, you still can't say it even without the numbers game. Why? Amar Kra Ish Ish, because the Torah says Ish Ish. Ezu Davar Shishno B'Ish Ve'Nu B'Isha. The Torah says Ish Ish Ki Mizer Aaron. And what is something that's unique to an Ish and not to an Isha? The only one is Arelut. Good. Now, Havi Amir is Arelut. Rabbi Kiva, now, we're going to play Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Elazar against each other with, this is typically how a Midrashic standoff winds down, which is now that you've built your halacha on Pasuk A and the other fellow has built it on Pasuk B, what do you do with Pasuk B and what does he do with Pasuk A? Kiva, hi, Toshav and Sachir, Ma'avidei. What does he do with Toshav and Sachir? Shmaya Latuyi, Aravim Mahul, V'givonim Mahul. He says it's there to include that non-Jews who are circumcised are also included in the prohibition of not eating korban pesach. Ani mulin, you know what you're calling them mulin? Vatanan, we have a famous mission in the Dorim that says that if a person takes a neder and says I'm not going to get any hanah from the circumcised ones, what he means is Yisrael, even an uncircumcised Yisrael, and the opposite, he says I'm not going to get any hanah. And the uncircumcised ones from the Arelim, he means all Goyim, even if they are circumcised. Mulin means circumcised ones. Right? So there's no reason to think that a circumcised Goy would suddenly be able to eat Korban Pesach, that the Torah would have to say no. So Shotosha V'Sachir and Korban Pesach can't mean that. Ela La'atuye Ger Shemal V'lo Tavav V'Katan Shenolad Kshumahu. So Rabbi Kiva says, what is Toshav HaSachir there to include? A ger who converts but did not yet do tvilah, he did milah, or a katan who was born in Mahul. And Rabbi Kiva holds, Kosava Tzorich Latif Menu Dam Brit, Rabbi Kiva holds that if a katan is born circumcised, he still needs Hatafat Dam, he still needs some blood let as part of the Brit. He also holds that a ger, Shemal Velo Taval, is not a ger. And so what's Rabbi Elazar going to do? Very simply, ger malyahu. He holds that a ger who does brit milah without tefillah is a full ger. And therefore, that's we discussed that in the fourth parak, and therefore, he would have fully be able to eat the Pesach. He also holds that if a kid's born circumcised, you don't need to do hatafat dam. Rabbi Elazar, hi, ish ish mayavidei. So now what's Rabbi Elazar going to do with Rabbi Kiva's pasuk ish ish? The answer is Divrei Torah, Kelshon Bnei Adam. The Torah is just using regular language, which is Ish Ish Ki Mizar Aron, nothing unusual about it. And this is an ongoing dispute with Rabbi Akiva and his colleagues about how to read that sort of language. And in the meantime, we have sort of settled up with where Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar divide in their derivation to come to this, of course, the same conclusion that an Arel is not allowed to eat Truma. Everyone should have a wonderful day, and we'll continue Amir Tz Hashem in the next podcast.